Fatback Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
If you ain't no pimp, you're resting.
MacCity.com.
Two, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Mac City Limits, that is my blog / podcast. Just giving you my spin, my opinion on things in life. Had to get on here and just express some things, man. I don't know how long this little show gonna be. It's gonna be like a potluck joint, man. It's gonna be like a gumbo mix of all sorts of stuff. I'm gonna just spit, man. And the first thing on the agenda, oh my God, man. I'm just gonna talk about my girl, darling Nikki. I have bestowed upon her bottom bitch status. Yes, I have. Even though, yes, she act out of pocket sometime, but goddamn, man, you know, what woman on this planet don't every now and then act out of pocket, man? Her good far more outweighs her bad. Oh, my God. You can probably tell I'm kind of zapped, man. I'm kind of just tired and shit. That's because Dollar Nikki just left. Every time she come over here, she puts it down, man. Oh my God, she puts it down. I know the neighbors be like, what in the fuck is going on over there? That motherfucking bitch. Man, let me reverse that shit. She bring the bitch out of me, boy. I be over here screaming like, oh. I know they be thinking there's a bona fide rape going on over here, man. Jesus. Bar none, boy. She makes me come the hardest out of all the bitches, man. Fuck. She loves to do what she do. Praise Jesus' holy name. Praise Jesus' holy name. Let me tell you how cold she is, man. You ever have a chick, man, that, I mean, you just think about her and you just have physiological changes just happen within your body just thinking about the chick, you know what I'm saying? And not just physiological changes, but mental changes. Just like the other day, I was playing Tiger Woods Golf. I'm hooked on that shit. Tiger Woods Golf on the Xbox 360, man. You know, I'm playing it, man, just out of the blue. I'm just thinking about Nikki, man. I'm thinking about her. And my eyes kind of roll up in the back of my head, you know, and I start visualizing shit with her. And this is going to sound kind of fruity, but I'm going to give y'all the full Monty. I'm sitting back with my eyes kind of rolled up back of my head. Keep in mind, while I'm playing this golf game, and I'm sitting in my Lazy Boy recliner, and I'm subtly thrusting my hips forward, you know, and I'm like saying her name. I mean, literally, not like in my head. I'm just like, oh, Nikki. Oh, Nikki. Then I snap out of it like, oh my God, this goddamn bitch, man. It's almost like a possession. That's what it feels like, man. And it's the weirdest thing, man. I'll be like, damn, boy. And you know how you had chicks that run away? Like, case in point, if you're getting some head. You know, we've been talking about some pretty deep shit lately. Every now and then, I'm going to get lowbrow on your ass. You know what I'm saying? So please excuse me if this gets a little too raunchy, man. But, you know, you got chicks that run away from the juice. You know what I'm saying? When they going ahead giving you the sloppy toppy. And Nicole is not one of them chicks, man. I mean, when you tell her you about to bust, she don't run away. She run to that shit, man. She latch on to your shit like a pit bull and dare you to let it go. You know what I'm saying? Will look you dead in your face and say, "Daddy, let it go." And won't spill a drop. Ooh. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Girl, you the coldest shit. Ooh. Man. So yeah, man, I had to go ahead and bestow upon her bottom bitch status. And your girl crybaby Nish ain't gonna be happy about that, but you know, the bitch, you slipping. You ain't been taking care of your business. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. I mean, you chasing jail dick, and that's cool if you chase jail dick, but you can't neglect daddy, bitch. You can't neglect daddy. You gotta come over and put in the work and let me know that I'm still special. And you haven't been doing that. Yeah, like I said, you in love with jail dick. And by all means, be in love with the jail dick. If that's what you want to do, do it. Shit, but you know, don't expect to keep your spot when you on that fuck shit, girl. You know what I'm saying? I love you. I love you to death. You know what I'm saying? I really do. And I just wish you come to your fucking senses, bitch. You just, you know, as much as I have done for you, as much as I have done, this is how you repay me. This is how you repay me. By elevating jail dick over me, bitch. It's not gonna happen. And I fully understand that me and your relationship, it's not boyfriend and girlfriend. I understand that. But me and your relationship is in many ways deeper than boyfriend and girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Because like I've told you many a time, you know, most of these so-called boyfriends you have, they come and go. They come and go. They come and go. But I've been the constant. Me and you have been supporting each other and helping each other in the game of life going on 11 years. You know what I mean? And this is how you repay me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You gonna spend me for a nothing ass nigga that ain't got no goddamn hustle, no drive, not a pot to piss in, can't help you do shit. But I'm helping you. I'm not going to get deep into all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know that it's just about time for a change of the guard. And, you know, I bestowed upon darling Nikki the illustrious title of the bottom bitch. And it's funny, when I gave her that title too, she started laughing and she was like, "Ah, that's funny, that's funny." I'm like, "What's funny, baby?" You know what I'm saying? She's like, "Because that's what Twiney and Kevin said that I was." They said, you know, these are her two past boyfriends that hate my fucking guts, of course. And that's what they always used to say to her. They would say shit like, "You ain't nothing but that fat nigga's bottom bitch. That nigga using you and he using you to get money and get bitches," and you know. So it was cool, at least they knew the correct term, you know, to try and insult her. But in fact, it's not an insult, man. You know, it's a, shit, it's an illustrious title that must be looked upon with reverence. You know what I mean? So, well, hey, all I can say is, Nish, baby, I love you. I really do. And it's not too late. You can come back home to daddy, you know. For all y'all that don't know, she been calling me ad nauseum like crazy and shit. She want to come back home to daddy. She just don't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? I did go ahead and hook her up a couple days ago. I felt sorry for her, you know, because she just so fucking stubborn and fucking hard-headed. She don't really know how to come back. She don't really know how to ask for help. But It's just hard to say no to somebody so fucking stupid sometimes. Because, you know, she's stupid. You know what I mean? I mean, anybody that bite the hand and fucking feed them, I mean, what do you say? They stupid shit. But that don't mean that I don't love the bitch. I love this bitch, man. I love all my bitches. I love Donna, Boss Chick, Sweets, fucking Nikki, Nish, Jessica Rabbit. Shit, right now, that's pretty much all of them, man, that, you know, still come through and fuck with me, you know what I mean? You know, just on some cool shit, not necessarily on the sexual aspect, but, you know, we still all, you know, we still all family in one way or another, man. But like I said, I helped Nish out. You know, she called and was crying about how her phone was about to get cut off. You know, all she needed was like $17. And I was just about to tell her, you know, go fuck herself. You need to get over here and put in some work, bitch, for real. But I was like, God damn, nigga. I mean, she did play you. I mean, it's been probably about 8-9 months since I seen this bitch. Seriously, I have not seen her because of her infatuation with jail dick. You know what I mean? But I was like, man, nigga, don't be petty. Pay that shit, man. Go ahead, get on the phone, call this phone company, and go ahead, put $17 on her account, man, and keep her fucking phone on, nigga, and shit. So I did that shit. You know, I'm not gonna lie, it's hard to say no to the bitch because I care about her and I don't want to see her fucked up. But, you know, I've been sitting back in the cut for like 9 months, you know, watching her be fucked up. Shit, she been fucked up. She won't let on how fucked up she is, but she fucked up. So, yeah, that's what my baby doing right now. Well, which baby you talking about? Both of my babies, Nikki and Nish. I love both of them, shit. Man, I'm trying to tell you, if I ever hit the goddamn lottery, nigga, they be taken care of, for real. I take care of them bitches. Oh, nigga, you on some simp shit, nigga. You be simping on them hoes. Oh, fuck. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, man. But I kind of got on talking about Nicole, right? Because, man, after she did that shit, she blew my mind earlier today. Whew, man. I actually, this is the deal. I got another female that's trying to get with me, right? Another chick that's out of the city. And she wants to come see me. Now, this is the thing that all power tricks must wrestle with. It's a to be or not to be question, right? Because this chick, I haven't met her yet, but the thing about when you power tricking, man, it removes the initiative to actually find something of substance. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you want to find a real down ass bitch that just loves you for just you, but it hardly ever happens because you got a gang of other bitches on the side. Well, they may not genuinely love you for just you. You know what I mean? And I can't necessarily say that. You know, I don't know what's going on through these females' heads, man. I've been fucking with them for years, and I still haven't totally figured them out about why they still fucking with me, why they coming around, because I'm damn sure not making them rich. You know what I mean? So there's something there besides the monetary gain that they may get here and there, but it removes the initiative. It removes the drive to find something, a quality woman. You know what I mean? Because I got to basically kind of like go on a date. I got to kind of like do shit that I really don't want to do to get her, to get to know her. And she wanted to come down here. She wanted to pick me up. Then she wanted to go to some sort of Christmas play, you know, the Nutcracker. And then she wanted to see a Christmas Carol. You know, I don't do holidays as it is, and I ain't getting into plays. These are things that, you know, a dude will typically do to try and get to know the woman, to try and let the woman know that he cares. You know, And y'all know I ain't used to that shit at all no more, man. I'm used to getting right down to business, cutting through the bullshit. You know, you got what I want. I got what you want. Let's make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Then I gotta, you know, and then if I do get with her and if I do like her, I gotta break her in sexually, you know, basically teach her what I like and what I don't like. Like with the females I got now, you know, each one of the females I have now is a specialist in certain things that I like done. You know what I mean? I got a head specialist. I got a ride specialist. I got a doggy style specialist. You know, I got a rim job specialist. You know what I'm saying? I got my highly orgasmic specialist. You know what I'm saying? Where I have, you know, I've broken all of them in. They like the five deadly venoms of fucking. Y'all remember that show? That Kung Fu joint? The five deadly venoms. How each of those dudes had a special style of Kung Fu that they used to murk your ass. And that's what I got. I got like five deadly venom bitches. They have certain styles that they use to put the smack down, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, it's perfection. So when I got a chick telling me, you know, she want to come down and see me, want to drag me out to some goddamn play that I don't want to see. You know, y'all saying, well, man, we'll tell that bitch you don't want to see that play or whatever. And yeah, you right. I should, but I just... And this is my problem. I want to expand my horizons. I want to do stuff I normally don't do. You know what I mean? I want to, so to speak, come out my shell. Come out the box a little bit. Try and experience new shit. You know? But every time I think about that shit, just like I said, Nikki did her thing. She rolled the fuck out. Then I had old girl on my mind. I was like, damn, I got to go on a date with her ass tomorrow. You know? And what made that problematic was the fact that before Nikki left, she said, I want to come back and see you tomorrow if that's okay. You know, I'm not doing nothing. I want to just come over and kick it. And I already know what that means. Shit, she just want to come over and kick it. Man, I'm about to get the hook up again. I'm like, man, so... I was like, man, get the hookup from a boss bottom bitch that puts the smack down, that don't run from shit. What should I do? Or should I mess with this chick that I ain't even met yet? And, you know, y'all probably want a description of her. She is not as big as the last chick. I'll put it to you that way. I can actually have sex with this one. Man. She don't have the super big jugs. They about average. But real cute brown skin honey, man. Short haircut. Like I said, you know, I'll fuck with her. I'll see what it's about, man. But, you know, there's just this process of trying to get to know her and break her in. And, you know, I'm just lazy now. I don't even want to do all that shit. So I was trying to find a way to cancel on her ass. Once again, going to do some punk shit. I was just going to fade away on her ass. Just be like, I don't even want to meet you for real. Shit. Because I'm so comfortable in my lifestyle. Shit. So I had to call nigga Fucius. And I had to tell him, you know, man, this is what's going on. And I don't know, you know, because, you know, we always talk about this shit. We always even out and weigh the scales. And sometimes if I'm about to do something, you know, real douchey, some douchebag shit, you know, I need to have a sounding board. I need to have somebody talk to me and say, nah, man, don't do that. So when I gave the whole spiel to nigga Fucius was like, well, you know, just tell us something came up, man. You know what I mean? But when I gave him the whole spiel, you know, he had to tell me, nah, man, that's not cool. Because the whole thing is, you know, she gave me a couple chances to back out. She was like, I'm going to get these tickets. Now, if you don't want to go, let me know. And I'm like, no, I'll go. Fuck it. I'll go. I need to experience new shit. Fuck. And then once nigga Fucius heard that, he was like,
Nah, he's like, nah, Mac, that's not cool, man. That's not cool. You just can't, you know, make her buy the tickets. And she gave you a couple chances to back out, man. And then you was just like, you just disappear on the bitch. That's not cool. He said, you need to, what do you say? He said, you need to keep down your ratchet karma.
Shit.
And that's real, man. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to have to sit through these boring ass goddamn plays and have to play this game of getting to know a bitch. So I called her, and lo and behold, don't you know, the pimp gods doth smiled upon me. She gave me a story of which basically she said, you know, like I said, she's from out of town. She's basically like an hour drive away. And she said she don't think she has the gas to make it there or make it here, so to speak, to come pick me up. And I was like, good. That's good. That's it. Well, of course, I didn't tell her that was good. That's what I was thinking. I was like, that's great. I'm like, cool. Fuck.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. 'Cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Someday, whoa, soon I'd like to fly far away from here, where my mind can be fresh and clear. living as one. I wish the word they call freedom someday would come. And I found the love that I long to see. Everybody can be what they want to be. Hey, baby.
Ups and downs to this shit, man. Of course, most of the females kind of clamor to get at you due to the fact that you really not that pressed to fuck with them. And, you know, chicks like that shit, man. Ain't no female really sensing no thirst in me because I don't have no thirst, man. I got delivery pussy. It's DiGiorno's, in the words of the illustrious nigga Fucius. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we got delivery pussy, man. You know what I mean? So, we ain't thirsty at all, man. We not thirsty at all. We got real good reports and relationships that the females that we fucking with, man. And a lot of y'all saying, nigga, it's not no real relationship. It's a facade. And I guess it depends on your perspective. You know, I don't know. Maybe you want to ask some of them niggas that's mad at me. Because they bitch that he fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Ask them if it's a fucking facade. Shit. And that just leads me into some other shit that, I'm seeing, my baby Nikki go through. Her car just got repossessed by the title loan company. And, you know, she was hiding it from the repo people. And the only person that knew where she was hiding it was her ex-boyfriend. And her ex-boyfriend been trying to get back with her forever. You know what I'm saying? But she keeps spending them and she keeps playing them. And I know this for a fact because every time she over here fucking with me, this nigga is blowing up her phone. He won't stop calling, man. God damn. Keep calling. He just won't stop calling. You know, he trying his best to get back with the bitch, man. He even going out donating blood. Make money to take care of this bitch, you know what I'm saying? But she's spending him and she won't fuck him. You know, he keep trying to come over there and rekindle the fire, but she ain't on it, you know what I'm saying? So he been trying all sorts of ways to get over there, to get back in real good, you know, get that sucking and fucking going, because man, the bitch is the truth, man. Jesus Christ. But she ain't on it. So I guess the motherfucker was just like, all right, I'm going to show you, bitch. I'm going to show you. So he went ahead and snitched on her. Well, allegedly. Let's put it this way. Allegedly. Because Nikki got so many goddamn enemies. You just never know who probably would have dropped dime on her about where she was stashing her car. But yeah, man. Her car got repoed. You know, and she's basically speculating that it was Kevin. What's up, Kevin? Shit, man. Hey, I sympathize with you, homie. I sympathize with you. You know, I hope you come out of this all right. Yeah, she a handful, my nigga. I know. I know for a fact she's a handful, my nigga. So, cousin, all I'm saying is, you know, looks can be deceiving. I mean, who's got the real relationship here? You know, was it Kevin or was it me? Who is it? Who's got the real relationship here? You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to try and prove anything to that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. Looks can be deceiving. Looks can be real deceiving. Also, let me go ahead and try and be a little bit more clear about this latest fiasco, man, or should I say distraction that the media has been giving the Negro to feed into. Let me try and bring it all together, man. Let me try and piece it all together for you fellas, man, because remember, I'm a big picture nigga, man. I'm a big picture nigga. While most other niggas, they small picture niggas. Small pictures. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and try and piece it all together so that you can kind of like understand what I'm talking about, where I'm going with this distraction and why I deem it a distraction and why I'm not feeding into the hysteria. Hands up, don't shoot, I can't breathe. Fuck all that. I ain't on that shit, nigga. Okay. According to all the things that I've researched through the years, this is the end game, okay? The oligarchs, those who are in control, want population reduction, all right? The industrial age is over. The technological age is in full swing. That means you motherfuckers are obsolete. Black people, labor, obsolete. Poor whites, labor, industry, factories, obsolete. They don't need you no more. They don't want you no more. They're trying to get rid of you. And they're doing it through soft kill weapons, just like, you know, putting shit in the water, putting shit in the food, doing all sorts of draconian things in, should I say, the medical profession, the medical field, through the vaccines. You know, they're just soft killing you. They're killing you off. And another way that they kill you off is through war. They send your ass, ship you off to war to kill your ass. Kill you. Give you, just radiate you. Put gas and all sorts of chemical agents in you. And not to mention the shots that they give you. Trust me, I know. I have been knee deep in the prison industrial complex and the military industrial complex. You know? And not only through that shit, of course, now they want to engineer a civil war. That's right. A civil war. They want to engineer a civil war. White against black. I mean, that's like, wow, man. Could you get any more obvious with this shit, right? You know, and I kind of like seeing this shit because they're trying to make Barack Obama out to be like this Abraham Lincoln type character, man, which is bullshit. I mean, did y'all notice, I mean, all these Abraham Lincoln movies that came out while he was in office? Abraham, I think it was like three movies, major movies, where, you know, they had Abraham Lincoln. And I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. This is kind of odd. There's a lot of things that's been going on in the media to basically put Barack Obama up on this pedestal to be like the great redeemer, the great emancipator. You know, like, I'm seeing it coming. You know, and so typically what happens is, you know, before major world wars kick off, you know, they like to distract you with trivial shit, man. You know, before depressions or world wars pop off, they always distract you with trivial shit. And they always use the divide and conquer tactic and technique. They always use the clash of civilizations tactic and technique. I mean, it's simple to follow because they've done it, you know, numerous times throughout history. So all I had to do was sit back and just watch the pattern unfold again now. And this is exactly what they're doing. We have a situation where the dollar is fucked up. And of course, you all know about the so-called NWO wanting a one-world currency and a cashless society. And in order for that to happen, America must go. America's gotta go. True. And like I said, you know, you gotta have the clash of civilizations. The white against the black, the man against the woman, the child against the parents, the Muslim against the Jew against the Christian. They have done a masterful job at doing that shit. And basically, the first people on the chopping block are the Negroes. Your labor is no longer needed. Deuces, it's been nice knowing you, but you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you got the FEMA camp set up. You got the militarization of the police. Everything is in place. All they need is the right crisis to kick it off. And that's why it's like I'm sitting back and I'm looking at them hyping up all of this racial division. And I'm like, man, they are really trying hard. They are trying so, and you niggas are falling so deep into it. You are putting your neck in that goddamn noose, man. Woo, you motherfuckers can't wait to go to that goddamn camp. You can't wait. Shit. And so basically, they're going to get you to act like animals. They're going to get you to react the way they want you to react. And of course, white people will watch this on the news and they will deem you as animals. And unfortunately for the whites that's watching, they're totally oblivious to the fact that once the black populace has been culled, you will be next. You know what I mean? And so that's what's so brilliant about the whole shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, the whole divide and conquer. The white folks would be like, shit, that's not us. And we don't act that way. And we don't do that. And, you know, but all of a sudden, you know, once the so-called black problem has been dealt with, the so-called welfare people, then they're going to come for the welfare whites. Mm-hmm. They'll be at your ass next. Shit. So basically, this is what's going on right now. They have to get a civil war popping. They have to get all sorts of, you know, the Hegelian dialectic shit popping off. You know, the problem, the reaction, and the solution. They need to get the cops fighting with the populace. All right? They need to get the militias fighting with the cops. Right? And so basically this was going to happen. You're going to have whites killing blacks. Blacks killing whites. You're going to have civilians killing cops. You're going to have military killing civilians. You're gonna have a shitload of murder and mayhem in these streets, man, with the divide and conquer tactic and technique. And this is all by design, by the unseen hand. I know I've been watching too much James Bond movies, but just bear with me, okay? Just bear with me. So, piggybacking all of all this hands up, don't shoot stupid ass shit, you know, they're going to bring in a crisis. They're going to bring in a situation where a civil war will ensue. You know, this is their design. This is what they actually want to happen. Will it actually happen? Hopefully not. Hopefully there's cats out here like me that's putting out the word saying don't fall for this shit. But, you know, this media is a motherfucker. It's a juggernaut, man. I see them plastering this shit all over the TV, which should also let you know that it's bullshit. You know, why would they keep showing you all this shit? Why would they keep hammering in your head? Why would they just keep just steadily talking about it and hyping it up? Yeah. Anybody with a lick of sense that knows what the media is about should know, well, I should be going left instead of right, because I see where they're going with this and I see what they want to happen. They want these riots. They want this disturbance. You know what I mean? They want this clash. That's the only way that you can actually, that's the only conclusion you can actually really come to when you're looking at it. So they want all of this infighting. They basically want all of you to destroy each other. All right? Understand that. They want you to destroy each other. They want the cops to be destroyed by the civilians. They want the civilians to be destroyed by the cops. You know, they're going to bring in certain aspects of our own military to be destroyed as well. And so you're going to have all of this infighting. You're going to have all this murder, death, kill. And then once the American populace is so weak and so... Now you have another phase of the plan. They're going to kick in. Now they're going to bring in foreign troops to clean it all up. Okay? They're going to be bringing in UN forces to basically disarm you and put the icing on the cake, so to speak, to exterminate who's ever left, whoever don't want to play ball. You know what I mean? And then you will have utopia, so to speak. All right. So that's what's going on in a nutshell, man. Like I said, I'm a big picture nigga. I mean, who else would be looking at this shit from that perspective but me? I'm looking at all this niggatry on TV about blacks getting killed by whites. You know, I'm not falling for that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I'm not falling for that shit, man. You know, niggas mad at me like, oh, man, you ain't down for the people. I'm like, I'm a big picture nigga, man. I like, you niggas, y'all dancing on the branches of this shit, man. But I'm the type of nigga where I dig at the roots of the tree, nigga. Get like me. Shit. All of this racial hype shit is designed to get the infighting going so it's easier for them to take control at a later date. When they can bring in the UN troops and mop you motherfuckers up. They want a civil war. They want a clash of civilizations. They want the whites to fight the blacks. They want the civilians to fight the cops. Isn't that what you're seeing on TV right now? Seriously? Oh, now, nigga, that's not what you're seeing. But all you can see is white and black. That's all you can see. Your master has trained you well. Young Padawan. You motherfuckers better sit back and listen to Yoda, man. Listen to this wisdom, nigga. Y'all can't fuck with me. I'm a genius. Fucking genius, man. So, yeah, that's why I don't feed into the Trayvon and the Mike Brown and the Garner hysteria. I know what time it is, man. I know these stories are out there for a reason. They're not out there to empower you black folks. They don't have any concern about what's actually going on with these cases, black folks. No. Like I told you, white supremacy will never advertise when it's weak or when it's getting played. Mm-mm. They will never advertise when they lose. If they put it on TV, if it's being flooded through the mass media, you need to take a serious look at that, step back and say, this is kind of, I don't know why they would do, why would they do this? You know, why would they showcase this? Break time. I'll be back.
Shows where I'm not doing it all at once. It's like kind of like over a span of 3 days, I'm just turning on my iPhone and sitting here just saying whatever, what comes to mind. And I'm just waking up. And I just was like, wow, man, I was thinking about a movie that I've seen, like, what was it? Yeah, it was early. I think it came out earlier this summer or spring or whatever, man. Planet of the Apes. The most recent one, man. And I was just struck. I was dumbfounded by the lessons therein. So check this out, y'all. Everybody sit back and just be amazed at my profound insight and timeless wisdom as I break down the lessons therein. I mean, the whole Planet of the Apes thing is, you know, they just basically talking about, man, the house nigga and the field nigga, man. That's what they basically talking about, man. They talking about the pro-black nigga, which is the small picture nigga, versus the nigga like me, which is the big picture nigga. The nigga that would be considered the house nigga, you know what I'm saying? But see, like I said, I'm the big picture nigga. I see things from all sides and all angles, and I'm seeing shit, you know, 5, 6, 7 moves ahead of, the small picture nigga, which is the pro-black nigga. Now, when you watch Planet of the Apes, man, you're going to see the relationship between Koba, which is the field nigga, and then you're going to see me, Caesar, the big picture nigga, you know what I'm saying? Me and Koba, we both want what's best for the people. We want what's best for our kind, but we're basically going about it two different ways, you know what I mean? And Koba, and this is one of them things, man, and I know that plenty of y'all who have seen the movie, everybody, you hate to hate Koba. You really feel Koba, man. Deep down, you understand where he's coming from. You know why he's angry. You know why he's mad. You know, and you don't want to condemn him, man. But he's on some fuck shit, man. Koba's on some fuck shit, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, Koba's whole thing is Caesar's too soft. Caesar's not for the ape. Caesar's not black enough, so to speak. All through the movie, all Koba says incessantly is, "You love human. You not love ape. You coon." That's all Koba is saying through the whole fucking movie. You know what I'm saying? Caesar's sitting back like, wait a minute, man. You know, we got to think this shit through. You know, all humans are not bad. We got to sit back. We got to come together. We got to make this shit work. Well, Koba's saying, you hate ape. You love human. You coon. Oh, shit. I was sitting back tripping, man, to see how this shit mirrors reality. Because if y'all didn't see the first Planet of the Apes, right, the first rendition of it, the new rendition, Caesar was brought up in Master's house. He was brought up in the house of a scientist. He lived a very sheltered life. He was a house monkey. He was a house nigga, right? And he was led around on a leash, and he was basically fed good. And, you know, he was like really, really well-to-do, right? And so he was shown love, the sort of love that Koba was not shown, because Koba, he was a lab rat. He was a test monkey. They was testing all sorts of vile shit on Koba. So Koba, he was pissed, man. He remembered that shit, and he harbored that hate and that resentment, and he couldn't see past the hate. He couldn't see past the resentment. As far as he was concerned, all humans was evil. All humans was bad. Caesar had a different experience, though. You know what I'm saying? He said that these humans, they do have the capacity to do good. You know what I mean? And we can sit down together and we can work this shit out if we just be sensible and rational. But Koba wasn't trying to hear it, man. So Koba basically, he does what most pro-black niggas do. He turns on himself and he turns on his leaders and he turns on his kind, all in the name of being for his kind, being for his people. When in actuality, he's not, it's not that, that is not the case at all. All he's doing, he's feeding his demon. You know what I mean? All he's doing through the whole movie, his words and his actions basically conflict, because he keeps saying he is for the ape. He wants what's best for the ape. But all through the movie, he's doing destructive shit to the ape. He is killing his own kind throughout the whole movie. He's walking on ape skulls any chance he gets. He even performs a false flag against Caesar. He shoots Caesar in the name of trying to get a race war going with the humans, and he tries to blame the assassination on the humans. You know what I'm saying? Which is replete, you know, this scenario is replete throughout history with most Negroes. Negroes killing their own generals, killing their own prophets, killing their own messiahs. This is what the pro-black Negro is prone to, you feel me? And not only that, not only did he try and use a false flag where he was the instrument of his own people's destruction by killing his most prominent leader and his best chance for hope, which was Caesar, he does what pro-black niggas do best. Now check this out, man. This is like I said, this is so prophetic. What does the pro-black monkey, Koba, do? He burns down his own hood. Peep the game, man. Check out what this monkey do, man. This nigga, after he tries to kill Caesar, he sets fire to his own dwellings, all in the name of resurrecting or getting a race war started so that he can have an excuse to go to war with the humans. Yes! Imagine that shit. Same thing that's going on right now, Ferguson, Missouri. Pro-black niggas burning their own shit down. You know, it's just, yes, I know, stop. No, please, do not applaud. Do not applaud. No, I do not deserve such accolades. Yes, I know my wisdom is infinite. But that's what this nigga do, man. Koba lost his fucking mind, man. So blinded by the hate of the things that had happened to him. And once again, it's hard to hate Koba, man. You know, you feel for that nigga, man. He like, damn, you know. Come on, man. These is humans, man. They did this to me. They did that to you know, your people. They killed this and they killed that. But once again, when we hunt monsters, we must take care not to become a monster ourselves. And that's the whole lesson, you know, when you're dealing with the pro-black nigga, man. The pro-black nigga, he becomes a monster in the name of hunting monsters. Therefore, he becomes just as detrimental and just as toxic as the very thing he claims to be fighting. Why is this not simplistic to overstand? Huh? I don't know. But basically what happens is the big picture nigga Caesar, he comes back to life, he resurrects, he comes back to claim his rightful place as the leader of the apes. And he kills the small picture nigga, the pro-black nigga Koba, you know what I'm saying? But the damage is done. The pro-black nigga basically kicks off a race war. A needless race war in which thousands and millions will be killed. You know what I mean? I mean, it's basically, it's plain as day what's going to happen now. At the end of the movie, one of the humans that was trying to help Caesar all through the movie, he basically says, the military is coming and you got to get out of here. And Caesar is just like, man, it is what it is. It's too late now. You know, you said humans are not going to forgive apes for what has happened here today. We have no choice but to fight now. So that right there, in a nutshell, is what you had to look forward to in the future, so to speak. Got all these niggas bumping their gums about they want revolution and shit. Some of you niggas, you gonna get what you asking for. But unfortunately, there's gonna be a lot of women and children caught in the crossfire. And, shit. They're gonna have to partake in the same fate as these little picture, small picture, pro-black niggas, man. Bullets and wounds will be handed out to everyone. So go ahead and check that shit out, man. Check out that whole joint, man, that Planet of the Apes shit, man. And watch how Caesar basically comes back to save the day. The fucking house monkey. The house nigga. The coon. He must set shit straight. He gotta come in and clean up the mess that the pro-black monkey created. You pro-black monkeys, y'all got to chill the fuck out, man. You know, I'm all down for a revolution, but I'm down for a smart revolution. You know, you niggas, y'all want to destroy shit in order to try and get shit done, which is stupid. You have to build, you have to create to get shit popping, man. All you niggas know how to do is fuck shit up. And the archetype for that shit, man, the blueprint for that shit is Cobra. Poor Cobra. I fell for that nigga, man. That was my nigga, man. But, you know, you can't be leading with your emotions. That's what these pro-black niggas are. They emotional. They're irrational. Cobra is the very picture, the very embodiment of the pro-black, emotional, irrational retard. You motherfuckers gotta sit back, peep game, just like Caesar. See, he's going to take a cat that knows both worlds, basically what I'm saying. You know, he's going to have to know the white and the black. He's going to have to know the good and the bad. He's going to have to have a full handle on knowledge in society. You know what I mean? And that's what Caesar possessed. Caesar knew the good and the bad. He knew the flip side. You know, he knew freedom and he knew slavery. You know, he seen good and bad coming out of the human. But he chose ultimately to have faith in the good that he's seen. You know what I mean? Which today makes you a coon. But once again, we seen the fruits of the pro-black monkey. We seen basically what happens when you put your faith in an irrational, emotional, small picture nigga like Cobra. Nothing but utter destruction. Nothing but chaos, pain, and suffering. Needlessly. You know what I'm saying? It's a different situation when, you know, you're backed into a corner. You don't have no choice. But, you know, Cobra wasn't willing to give peace a chance. Not at all. But anyway, this is the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Hoping y'all enjoyed the potluck, the in and out show that I did over a span of maybe like 4 days. Shoot. Oh, wow, man. Big up to my boy, Tony Dreamer, a.k.a. Nigga Fucius, Rick Nasty, shoot, Emil Emery, Knowledge Gangster, Big D, D Moore, Bam and Jay, Osazi, who else I got? Jason. Man, big ups to all you cats, man. Appreciate y'all hitting me up. And I'm going to go ahead and read some listener emails on the next show. Shoot, so y'all stay tuned for that. And I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out.
Caesar has no place here. Apes follow Cobra now. Follow Cobra to war. Apes win!